Now, what the country does, and I'm going to go over it quickly here, and then I'll walk you through it on Thursday, is so we have a data structure that can grow exponentially as we increase the branching factor and the number of levels. And their use of 3D lets them what's called linearize the problem, meaning that they can display many, many more larger and larger data sets, and the thing doesn't explode on the user, meaning that it just doesn't become a huge mess. And the other thing that they're using, and I think you got to hopefully see that in the video, they use what's called logarithmic, if I can pronounce it, animation. And so let me first walk through the how the number of nodes is being linearized. And if you look at the graph in the bottom left, what we're seeing here is in the horizontal direction is the number of levels, and in the vertical direction it's the number of nodes. And using different branching factors, either 2 or 3, you can see as the branching factor goes up, the number of nodes grows exponentially. Whereas if you look at the cone tree, it stays roughly flat. You can add the number of levels and it doesn't make a huge difference. How is that being done? The way it's being done is that things are mapped onto a circle and they're mapped into 3D. And what's only being displayed, being made visible, is what's in the front. And there's a whole ton of nodes that can be on the other side of the circle that are not currently in view because they're not important. And then if they need to be important, they're being rotated to the foreground. So that way you can increase the information density. Now, in order to be able to make it so that people can interact with it and not get confused, you need to animate it in a way that works for the human visual system. And that's what they use, this logarithmic animation. And the way it works is, and that's the graph on the right, if you have in the horizontal direction time and in the vertical direction location, how much something is moving as it's being animated. One simple way could be if you're rotating something along the circle from the back to the foreground, you could do it in a linear way. However, how they're doing it is they're doing what's called a slow in, meaning it's the animation starts slowly, then it rapidly speeds up, so the thing gets moved very rapidly to the front, and then as it comes to its resting place, it slows down again. Why is that important? Because as it slowly starts to move, the visual eye becomes aware motion is occurring, then it moves very quickly and covers a lot of distance, and then it slows down again, and the visual eye is able to track it. So if you look in terms of the graph with the logarithmic in and out, you can cover a much larger distance more quickly and the eye is still able to track it. So you can have a huge hierarchical structure. You're using 3D to increase the information density by mapping things in the front and to the back. And in order to allow people to explore the structure, you use this in and out animation so that they can very quickly bring things to the foreground or send things to the background and still be able to track it and not get lost.